Yeah, good morning. Today is February 14. What a time to celebrate. I believe all lovebirds are trying to secure a dining place, okay, to have their wonderful dinner. But due to this pandemic, it's so hard, okay, to do so. But I believe that when you are in love, you can do wonders. All right, now, keep that romantic feeling going, because even when you are married and have children, all right? So celebrate the love that you have. You know, I remember when talking about Valentine's, when I first knew my wife, my girlfriend that time, when, you know what, whenever I dated her, it will surely rain. I wonder whether our favorite song will be Raindrops Falling on My Head. Anyway, now, today is also Chinese New Year. For all those who are celebrating, today is the day three. It's a double celebration. You know, some say this, Chinese New Year is no longer the Chinese New Year, okay, the cow, but it's, you got Chinese New Year become celebrate next year. Now, anyway, I'd like to wish every one of you happy Valentine and happy Chinese New Year. 恭喜发财, 恭喜发财, and 恭喜发财. What does that mean? It means that wishing you a happy and prosperous New Year. Now, riding on that, I want to talk about blessing. I believe that during Chinese New Year is a time that many of us, okay, regardless of race, belief, and all those age, everybody want to wish one another, want to bless one another. I know the young people are waiting, okay, for ang pao. But how do you like to bless, okay, one another? You know, Jesus told us to bless, not to curse. And that is a very commendable thing. And when you bless someone, which means you want to wish them well. Now, the truth is this, that you can only do so if you think well of others. And at the same time, I heard of this quote that says, a blessing can change the person who blesses just as much as, okay, it changed the one who received the blessings. Now, understanding this blessing, it can come in different angles. Okay, but I would like to look at the Bible, how you can see the biblical blessing that God gave unto us. All right, now, it is a blessing that I want to look at Moses, the way God gave Moses to tell Aaron and his sons. All right, and they are the priests of Israel, and they are known as the priestly blessing. So with that, today I want to explore, okay, this number six now, and discover the God who blesses. Now, greetings and goodbyes are, we often use God bless you, GBU, you know, it appear all in the social media, God bless you, and so on. But what does that mean? Now, what does that mean? Don't say for the sake of saying, you know, in the sense that morning, GBU, birthday, GBU, somebody have a baby, GBU, somebody died, also GBU. But what does that mean, all right? Can it be more meaningful? So I want to explore this word, bless, okay, blessing, the God who blesses. Now, just to be our background, let's look at the first few mention of the word bless in the Bible. Very interestingly, when you look at that, first mention, okay, was found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 22, that says, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and the birds multiply on the earth. You know, isn't it ironic? When the first mention of bless is that God bless the fish and the birds, okay, instead, okay, of you and I, and He command the birds and the fish to be fruitful and multiply. Now, the second time mentioned is just a few verses later when God bestowed, okay, a similar blessing on mankind, all right? So it's found in Genesis 1, verse 28. God said this, okay? And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over fish of the sea, over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that move on the earth. God upgraded His blessing over you and I, and to, okay, give command to the fish and the birds and the rest. Now, the third mention, okay, of God blesses was on the seventh day. Now, what it says here, okay, it's found, okay, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. So God blessed the seventh day and make it holy, because on it God rested from all His work that He had done in creation. So in other words, my friends, don't, okay, despise the day of rest. It's called Sabbath, all right? When God calls us to rest, we better rest. Now, what does the Bible say, okay, about the God who blesses? Okay, this is what I want to explore. The passage, okay, that's found in Numbers 6, verse 22 to 27. Let's read them together. Okay, open your Bible. Now, it says here in verse 22, the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his son, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. Okay, the Lord, okay, bless, make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Let us pray. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands, even as we celebrate Valentine or Chinese New Year or whatever season that we are in. Father, as we explore what it means to be blessed, Father, I pray, Lord God, for each and every one of us. Holy Spirit, come touch us, change us. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, Amen. Now, the Hebrew word, if you want to learn that, when you search for this word blessed in the Bible, is this word called Barak, B-A-R-A-K. I know if you have in the Bahasa term, may not sound that good, but it's called Barak. It's a sign of God's favor. When God bless his people Israel, God promises prosperity, health, fertility, large offspring, success in work and trade, victory in battle, and much, much more. We can look that in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 15, that says this. For 7 days you shall keep the feast to the Lord your God at the place that the Lord will choose. Because the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce, in all the work of your hand, so that you will all together joyful. Wow, what a wonderful God that we have, the God that who bless. How do you like that? That's God's promise for you. When God blesses, things will change for the better. Can I good? Amen. Now, that in simplest form, the word bless, let me say this. This word blessing or barak, the origin or the word literally means on bended knee. Okay? When you bend your knee, okay? On bended knee. Now, it describes a few things that you can actually picture in your mind. Today is Valentine's Day. I don't know how many of you will actually come to the one that you love, you bend your knee and open up, okay, the ring and say, will you marry me? Chinese New Year, when you appear before your parents, all the singles one, when you come before your parents, you probably will be like, 新年快乐,万事如意,红包拿来. Okay, so you somehow bend down your knee in order to receive blessing, all right? Now, in every Chinese wedding, there's also what we call the tea ceremony. So they will have the parents, okay, or those who are above them, older than them, will be seated. So the couple will come before them. They also will bend down, bend the knee, okay, to receive blessing, okay, from their parents. Now, when you watch those movies of the medieval times, you know, when you see the ruler and the kings and the warrior, you know, bowing down or on their bended knee is very common, all right? There was a time when they go out for war. Okay, what do? Okay, they will bend down their knees in to demonstrate their loyalty, okay, to the ruler, okay, or to the king. They are seeking for blessing and honor, okay? That is the word called barak, okay, to bless, kneeling down, okay? Imagine when you come before God. Imagine when you come to the God's house. What would you do? All right, in times of time when you worship God, there's a moment that God will touch you, and there's a moment that you feel that you need to kneel down on bended knee, okay, to worship the Lord. I do not know whether you have watched the movie The Lord of the Rings. You know, in that third sequel, The Return of the King, there was a scene when Aragorn, okay, was crowned as king. And it was a picture, was, you know, it will change your mindset. All right, at the moment when he was crowned, when he met the four hobbits, what happened? Do you remember that scene? Instead of them bowing down to Aragorn, Aragorn chose to, on his knee, bended knee, okay, in showing, okay, his honor, to the four hobbits. The rest of the subjects, they all kneel down and bow down as, okay, King Aragorn kneel down. What does that mean? Okay, Aragorn did not demand them to show loyalty or submission, but Aragorn himself, on his maiden knee, kneel down. Likewise, this is exactly when God say he bless you. When we say, okay, God bless you, what does that mean? Okay, in this case, God's blessing is expressed by he himself kneeling down, okay, on bended knee, offering to come to his people, okay, coming to serve you, coming to love you, coming to give himself, okay, to each and every one of us. Let me say this. There's no any king that will come and die for you. So today, as I talk about the God who blesses, all right, as we explore, okay, number six, to discover the God who blesses. When you say, God bless you, what does that mean? I want to give you fivefold. Okay, say with me five. Okay, or you can type there five. Okay, fivefold. Number one, what does God bless you mean? Number one, as we look at number six, the Lord bless you. He comes with fivefold. Number one, the Lord keep you. You know, the word keep in Hebrew is this word called shamar. Okay, I mean, we may not know, but the meaning is to keep, to watch, and to preserve. Interestingly, this word is also connected to another word called shamir. Okay, what does that mean? Shamir means torn. So in other words, when the Lord choose to keep you, okay, which means to keep, to watch, preserve, there's also another word called torn. Now, it's a picture of a shepherd. You know, when the first time when God created Adam and Eve, what did God say to Adam? Okay, found in Genesis chapter 2:15, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work on it and to keep it. In other words, Adam is to guard, okay, the garden. Now, so I was saying that the picture of God is, the picture that God used here is about shepherd. Now, what does that mean? You see, a shepherd, when he brings his flock, okay, to the field or to the wilderness, one thing that he will do, okay, he will gather thorns, okay, bushes of thorn, okay, to make the barricade, okay, to protect, okay, the sheep, okay, or his flock. Construct the enclosure, okay, of thorn of bushes just to protect his sheep from wild animals. Because when he bring them out to the wilderness, they will be there for days, okay, just to protect them from the wild animals at night. Now, at the same time, that bushes, which is to protect the sheep from being with the wild animals, is also protect the sheep from going astray. Now, can you see the picture that God tried to paint here? That is to not only to protect us from harm, also protect us from going astray. Now, have you ever watched National Geography? You know, where the wild animals, okay, tearing its prey apart. If you have not, probably you have seen how a dog playing with his toy, a soft toy, and bite it and, you know, whatever it is. All right, now, God promises to protect us like sheep protect, that a shepherd protect his sheep in the desert. So those thorn, okay, bushes, okay, can be painful sometimes because when the sheep try to go astray, okay, they keep, okay, the sheep, the flock, okay, together. In other words, God is saying to us, when he say, the Lord bless you and keep you, he wants every one of us to stay close, okay, to him. So the first blessing, okay, that contains God's promise is to take care of you and I. So in other words, when you say, God bless you, what does that mean? It means that God kneels down and say, I will protect you. You are protected. Hashtag stay safe. That's number one. Number two. Verse 25, they said, the Lord make his face to shine upon you. Now, what is this face, okay, to you? Chinese people, face is very important. You know, we talk about thin face, thick face, and all those. If you don't like your face, you can go to Korea. All right, now, as for me, the secret, okay, to keep young is to smile. That is the best secret that can give you, because when you smile, it helps you to de-stress, it keeps you look younger, and it keeps you to grow more happy hormone. All right, now, what does that mean to make his face shine upon you? Maybe when you look at the Bible, the first hint to that is to look at the history of Israel, okay, when they were in the 40 years, okay, of wilderness. That was Moses. Remember Moses? He was the only one was allowed to go up to the holy mountain and speak to God. And when he was there, what happened? His face shined. But why does his face shine? Now, you know that he was not allowed to see God's face, because by seeing that, it will kill him. Now, we know that in Exodus chapter 33, that God says, no one shall see my face and live. But then when Moses came down, his face was shining, was glowing, okay, when he came down from the holy mountain. And he reflect, okay, the glory of God. And he has to cover his face, okay, when he look at the people. You see, the radiance, okay, that we, the God's face, okay, that tell us of his glory, and we cannot see God's face in that sense, but when God come to speak to us, when you spend time with God, what do you see? Your face will glow. Not talking about Jesus. Jesus also went up on the high mountain with Peter, James, and John. So when you read Matthew chapter 17, okay, is Jesus' appearance transformed. Okay, verse 2 said this, he was transformed, Jesus was transformed before them, his face shone like the sun, and his clothes become as white as light. And then in verse 5, and God's voice came down from heaven saying, this is my son, my beloved one, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Have you seen the face of people in love? They not only shine, it glows, all right? People who are in love, as they go, they become look alike. And then they will go up wearing matching, all right? Red, yellow, and all those, okay? When it comes to Chinese New Year. Likewise, when you spend time with God, let me tell you this. Not only that the Lord keeps you, when you spend time with God, God's glory will reflect on you, and your face will glow, all right? And that's not only that you will grow, you will also glow. Now, Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, the part A says that, thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as a man speak to his friend. So what caused your face to glow? Because you spend time with God. Now, who are the people that you spend time? Your friend. So in other words, when you say God bless you, not only that he keep you, he protect you, now his face shine upon you, God is saying this, you are my friend. Wow. Isn't that wonderful when you say God bless you? And that could only happen when you choose to spend time reading God's word, let God's word transform you and be in his presence. That's number two. Number three, when you say God bless you, the Lord bless you, keep you, his face shine upon you. The third one, be gracious to you. Let's look at Exodus, the story of Moses. Okay, verse 17 said this. So the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. And he said, please show me your glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. So what happened? In this passage itself, the word grace, gracious, appears so many times. So what happened? Think about what happened if God is not gracious. He doesn't have mercy or compassion. Let me say that we are all doomed, okay? We are doomed to the pits of hell. Now, grace means receiving what we do not deserve. Mercy means not receiving what we deserve. In other words, God exercised grace and mercy upon us. God chose to forgive us of our sin by the death of his only son at the cross. Jesus took the undeserving death so that we could live, we could receive salvation so that we could live. Just likewise, the prodigal son wasted his life away, you know, feed on the pit's food, okay, in order to survive. only when he come to his senses and return to his father's house, that his father able to have a welcome party, okay, for him, okay, and receive him back into his family. Imagine God's the father's face shown with joy, okay, receiving his son's back. You know, the rightfully, it shouldn't be like that, because our culture is when the son become prodigal, when he comes back, he will be punished to death. But his father shown grace and mercy to his son. Likewise, our Lord, when we say God bless you, the Lord is gracious to you. So in other words, when we say God bless you, we are saying God's face smile. He's so gracious to you. Okay, when you turn to him for repentance, forgiveness, and reconciliation, God offer, because of his grace, he offer us salvation. By his grace, okay, we are saved through faith. So when we say, God bless you, Jesus is our personal Lord and Savior. Number four, what is when we say, okay, God bless you, the Lord turn his face upon you. Now, what does that mean? The word face appeared two times. The Lord's face shine upon you. The second one was his face turn to you. Now, in verse 25 and 26, what does that mean? The face of a person reveals the heart, okay, of the person. Okay, the expression of the face sends a message. You know, when you see your boss, you better watch how does his face, okay, expression is. Now, often it could tell the emotion of the person by just looking at their face. You know, you can tell whether someone is angry, someone is happy, someone is sad, okay, because of the expression. That's how the social media make it so well with all the emoji, all kind of emoji, okay, that you want. It's all right, in the, okay, all the emoji. This one is missing. I was looking for a durian fruit, but it wasn't there. Okay, anyway, it was said that if you are happy, your face will shine. All right, now likewise, have you ever noticed in every movie, drama and all those, okay, when they show the winter, okay, or autumn, is a very sad mood, okay, will appear. But when it's spring, when it's summer, wow, such joyful experience will come. You know, Chinese New Year is part of the spring, okay, that come, that people were so joyful, okay. So you can see, even with season, different season, okay, whether it's winter, autumn, stormy, and all those, give different kind of mood, okay, all together. Now, to understand this expression, just think about the opposite. When a person turn his face away, it show displeasure, okay, hurt and anger. In other words, this person do not want to see you. In other words, you better get far away. But when one chooses to turn his face to you and smile, okay, that is to show pleasure, delight, and acceptance. You know, if you watch all those love and hate relationship kind of thing, wow, one moment smile, one moment angry, one moment smile. It's just crazy, right? Now, give you an example. Have you been to a crowded place and you're looking for someone? Or whether the airport, in the mall, is so hundred of people. Of course, today is just empty. And you were just waiting there and wait and looking for the person that you're supposed to pick up or supposed to meet. Now, at one moment, at one spot, suddenly, the other person from far away, two pairs of eyes suddenly lock eyes, and you see one another, and the smile will just express itself. Wow, just what a relief, okay, when the person turned his face over you. Friends, okay, that tell us about how pleasing it is, the acceptance and the relief that come. And if it's your girlfriend, if it's your boyfriend, wow, love will just fill, okay, the air. Now, the Old Testament time is also the picture of the ruler and the king. Okay, when people come and plead the cause, okay, with the king, all right, or the ruler. Now, one example is, you can read in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 9. Here was the king Hezekiah sending out a letter to disobedient people. And then he wrote this: "The Lord your God is gracious and compassionate. He will turn his face from you if you return to him." So the turning his face is a sign of pleasing or acceptance. So when you say God bless you, what does that mean? That means you are accepted. God bless you. That means I accept you. I love you. God accept you as you are. You are love. Okay, when you have eyeball and eyeball in contact, all right, that shows, okay, what the love that just permeates the air. If you are sitting with your family members or anyone that's with you, I want you to look to one another, eyeball to eyeball, and let the love just express itself. All right. Number five, when you say God bless you, the God who blesses, the Lord bless you and keeps you. He protects you. Now, the Lord face shine upon you. You are my friend. And the Lord be gracious to you. You are safe. And then when you come to Lord turn his face, come on, he just accepted and loved. And the fifth one, finally, when you say God bless you, the Lord give you peace. Here's the word peace in Hebrew, shalom, or another word called Irene. Now, we have talked about this subject, okay, Casey talked about that, and then last year we also talked about the story of Gideon. So I believe you understand this word shalom, okay, Jehovah shalom, the story of Gideon. And you know it means much more, okay, than just the absence of conflict. And in the midst of turmoil, especially in this pandemic, God sent his peace. Shalom, all right, shalom. And that includes what? Health, happiness, satisfaction, kindness, salvation, friendship, security, completion, and so on. Because the word shalom, it means wholeness, completeness. And I always like to use this Cantonese word, mo chin mo lan, which means nothing is broken, everything is in good hand, good peace, all right? Now, the truth is this, that you can only obtain, okay, this peace through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, today, people in this world, they have so much material benefits and financial security, yet they remain unsatisfied. Friends, I want to introduce you to Jesus. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Jesus has the peace of God, and you can only obtain it from him, peace with God and peace within. You know, Paul said it very, very nicely in Philippians 4:7. He said this, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. How many of you realize that when Paul was writing this, he was in chain? So when he said it will guard your hearts and mind, in other words, Paul was in chain, he was guarded. Friends, if the peace reign, then he will say that the peace will guard you. Okay, you will not fall. Okay, God's peace will stand guard over you, just as a guard stood over him, guiding your hearts and mind. So as I close, as a worship team back, number 6:27 wrote this. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel. I will bless them. No, you know what that means? Do you know God's name? We are in this series called Awesome God. We explore the name of God. God says in verse 27, write my name on the children of Israel. That means God is saying, you are mine. You are my own. How many of us have the Bible and you have your name written on it? How many of you have your phone? Your name is written there. How many of you have all whatever belongings you have? Your name is written. Your luggages, if there's a tag, you make sure your name is written. Why? Because that thing belongs to you. Friends, when God said, write his name on the children of Israel, friends, the promise was given to them. But when we say, God, write your name, you are God's. You belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, how many of you remember this, that this quote, if God has a fridge, your photo will be on it. If God has a wallet, your photo will be in it too. He will send you flowers and sunrise every morning. God is just crazy about you. What a wonderful God we have. So you are God's own. He blesses you like a loving father. Okay, blesses every of his children. Not only your children, but your children. Blessings with all his abundant riches and protecting you from the danger and evil. So, as I pray, okay, whenever you greet someone or you say goodbye to someone, or whenever you say God bless you, or each time when you type GBU, what does that mean? I want you to go, okay, with this in your hands. When you say that, it's a fivefold blessing, and I hope that it become meaningful to you each time when you say that. So as you say God bless you, let me just recap. The Lord keep you. That means you are protected. God is your protector. When the Lord says, when you say God bless you, His face shine upon you, you are His friend. Jesus said, you are my friend. The God be gracious to you. You are saved. We are saved by His grace. Jesus is your Savior. When He's turned His face to you, you are accepted. You belong to Him and give you peace. Jesus is your peacemaker. Let me pray. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. Father, each time when we say, God bless you, Father, it is a fivefold, okay, blessing that you are pouring upon us. Father, today I pray and ask, Lord, in this season, Father God, your blessing fall upon each and everyone, every individual, every family, old and young. Father, I believe, oh God, Lord, that the God who blesses. And Father, in this season, I know, oh God, Lord, that as we understand this, your blessing becomes so meaningful for each and everyone. I commit all of us into your hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, Amen.